Hello.
Hi, Phil. It's Tina from localsplash.com. Sorry, I just missed your call. I was getting off the other line, and I saw that you called. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just, you guys just ruined my website completely. I asked for 2 weeks to bring it back up. You never did. Not even close. You destroyed my website. You didn't ruin it. You destroyed it. You took something and you completely dismantled it. I spent $5,000 to build this website. It cost me so much time, money, and aggravation. Finally got it the way I want. With the one swipe of a pen in 1 week, you guys just ruined it. Really never seen anything like it in my life, to be honest with you. Not only was it ruined, then it was down for a week before I even caught it. I was sending people the email or the website to get on, and they couldn't get on. It said in maintenance, it needed a code. It was locked. I mean, really? I don't even know what to say. I really don't.
So in the package that you have with us, you never paid us for a website. If they included a website for
Wait a minute. My website was fine. You guys ruined it. You went into my GoDaddy account, which I gave you access to, and you destroyed it, and you made your own website. A commercial website with a guy, power washing a roof.
I mean, crazy.
That's madness. That's serious. You know what you did to my business? Has anybody ever seen that? Power washing a roof? I wouldn't tell my worst enemy to do that. I mean, it's the worst thing you could do. And there's a guy up on a metal roof power washing. I can't even believe it, to be honest with you. I was so mad.
Right.
I understand
where you're coming from, but when a site launches initially, they put stock photos up there, but then once you review it, they will specify what it is that you like and
We reviewed it. Mm-hmm. I said, I don't want it. I said, I want it back to normal. They never did. Stephanie called 5 times. Kept calling. And when it's coming back, a few days is coming back, all week is coming back. Well, you know what? It never came back. It never came back. It never even got changed. There was no changes even going on. So I don't know what was going on. I mean, even if you did do it, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. Let's say you did it and the guy made a mistake or whatever. Well, you don't have a backup of what you did just in case it didn't like it? I mean, to bring it back? I mean, you didn't just take and... I agreed to a couple changes is what I agreed to. A few things here and there, changed some wording. You completely got rid of everything that I stand for and everything that I did and everything I built on the warranty and the shingle and everything. Completely gone. I mean, I don't even understand it, to be honest with you. I mean, seriously, there's nothing you can even say to me or your company can say to me to change my mind on that, what you did.
Well, the only thing that I'm concerned about, Philip, is in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 17th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So now we're in a situation where there's a $249 past due balance on the account, and we can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. And the last thing I want to do is, you know, have you, you know, have it affect your credit and whatnot, because, you know, come October 17th, that'll reoccur to 498, and we'll continue to do so until this settles. So I want to give you a couple of options, because I do see that the URL that you gave us, and like you said, you might have had to spend a lot of money to get it back the way that it was, amazeroofingllc.com. That website is now, you know, I guess the way you had it before and you're happy with it. But that website will never, ever, ever bring you a new client unless it gets exposure. Matter of fact, I searched out your business name several different ways and I couldn't even find that website. And what the value to what we do is we attach it to Google and Bing and Yelp and Yellow Pages and all of the directories. We run Facebook ads for you so that now when a potential client's looking for a roofer, that website that you've already invested a lot of money in will get the exposure that it needs to bring you business, right? So one option that you have is, you know, and if your intention is just to kind of settle this and cancel, is either way, if you want to continue and see how the traffic starts going to the website, or if you want to cancel, there is an option of $100 of your subscription does go to Facebook ads. So we could take those Facebook ads off, and that would lower your subscription to $149. So, you know, naturally, I'm not supposed to reduce a past due balance from $249 to $149, but if you think that that would work, I would definitely get it overridden for you. And then once the account's current, if you want to cancel, we can process it, or if you want to continue and take advantage of the rest of the month that you paid for, at least you'll get some more bang for your buck out of, you know, what you've already kind of committed to.
Yeah, well, you know what? Yeah, but I'm not getting no bank for no buck from nobody. I mean, it's all, you know, to be honest with you, I'm completely disgusted with the whole thing. This whole industry that I did it up in Massachusetts. I came down here. I thought it was going to work. You know what? Between you and
me, Philip,
it's been nothing but a headache, because everybody's promised me, everybody's charged me. It's just the whole thing, the whole, from building this website to getting this thing up and running. I started this off as a part-time thing to make a few dollars and do something like it skyrocketed in Massachusetts. And over here, it's just, you know what, between the competition and the 80 roofers I'm dealing with and everybody advertising and promised me something, I tell you what, I really don't need the stress. I don't need a headache and I don't need the stress, because at the end of the day, the phone's not ringing, and I don't think there's anybody who's going to really do anything. And then when I go out there and people have no money, that's the thing. People's roofs are falling and they have no money. I mean, to pay for them because the economy shut. I'm saying to myself, what am I doing? I think I'm really wasting my time and scratching my head. I really believe that. To tell you the truth, I really didn't care what you did and everything. I mean, I brought it back up and everything, but it's sitting there. I could care less, because I'm just about ready to shut this thing down. It doesn't matter to me. I'm going into the winter. Who's going to call me now? Nobody. So I'm weighing my options, and I'm saying, well, we're already in October. Let's see, I did 10 roofs. So out of the 10 roofs that I did, they were all great roofs like I did in Massachusetts. Out of them, I haven't got one call back from anybody for doing a roof as a referral. That hasn't done. I spent, I don't know how much money in advertising, hasn't worked. You guys have done whatever you did. There's just nothing. There's nothing out there. It's all bogus.
I want to share one thing with you. Because I hear what you're saying, but I also see, just because you're worried about, you know, going into the off season, is I did a query for this time last year, an average of September, October, November. And in those 3 months, it's averaging that there were 1,018 searches on Google per month in the keywords that relate to your category. So that tells me that there is at least some solid book of business in your backyard.
Yeah, there's some, but you know what? There's some, but it's just not enough. And even the people that the ones that did call me, I'm just telling you what's happened. Even when people did call me from like Angie's ad or Angie's list, you know what they're telling me? They say, can you email me a quote? The business itself has just changed. Everything's through email. You can't see anybody face to face anymore. It's just like it's just no way to sell, because everybody's price shopping. And it's not your fault. It's not my fault. I don't know what it is. It's just times are changing. But I'm just saying to myself, I think there's no sense in continuing, because I don't see the point of wasting all this money.
To this, though, because Angie leads, they'll sell the lead to you and to everybody else out there.
I understand, but when they go on Google,
you're getting price shoppers that are looking for the cheapest rate.
Go on Google, they're going to search it, and if they're searching Google, they're going to see all the roofers that come up. I mean, it doesn't matter. What's the difference at the end of the day?
Consumers will hire off the first page of Google, Phil. So I'm not going to say, you know, continue and you'll get 1,018 new clients next month.
I don't need 1,000.
Google,
you know what? Here's the thing.
Right?
That's the thing.
That's
is, you know what?
Right?
I don't, you know what I told people going in? I didn't need 1,000 clients. You know what I needed a month? One.
And that's what
it.
I'm
one.
Saying is 87%
but I can't,
will hire off
I can't get, I can't get
you.
One person, but I can't get one person through all these ads, all these leads to call. Not one. There's something going on more than just Google
ads. Well,
here's
the thing that you're mistaking with us and Angie Leads, okay? They're a lead service, so you sign up with them today, they're going to start sending you leads right away, because the faster they send you leads, the faster they make money with this program.
I want to leave your terms and conditions. I cut that off. I went on Angie's Ads. Angie's Ads is a monthly subscription. Supposed to get something.
I used it before.
It worked. I know it did.
But I want you to hear me out for a second, though.
Go ahead. It does take for first page placement on Google.
It takes 30 to 45 days. Your account went into suspension at the 30-day mark because of the payment. So you're right at the cusp of where this is going to explode, put you on the first page, and get your phone ringing with new clients. And one thing I would like to do for you, if you do want to continue for that $149, is just to compensate you for everything that you've been through and all the crap that you've gone through with the other companies, is I would like to, once we get the past due up to speed, extend the next billing out for you for 2 weeks for free, which means I still have to collect, you know, the September 17th payment. But after that, you would be paid in full all the way until November 1st. And my intention in doing that, Phil, is to give you plenty of time to get Amaze Roofing LLC on the first page of Google, get your phone ringing with some new clients, get your website that you've invested a lot of money in, some traffic, right? And that way you can kind of get a taste of what this will do for your business. Now, come November 1st, if you decide not to continue, no problem. Just call us a few days ahead of time and we'll cancel it out before there's another charge. Or you could do what's called a seasonal hold, where we pause the billing during the winter months and we would just reinstate it for you in the spring when you ramp up again. So, you know, it's a couple of options for you, but we absolutely deal with a lot of seasonal businesses, and we don't expect you to pay for service during the months that you're not using it anyway. You know what I mean? So, yeah. I mean, does that sound fair if we take the Facebook ads off and just do the $149, and then that would give you another 6 weeks of service so that you and Stephanie could kind of go on the dashboard and track the results that you're receiving?
I'm gonna have to talk to her. Like I said, I don't know. I'm telling you right now. I'm 75% ready to just shut this right down. That's where I am right now. I'm gonna talk to her because there's nothing you can say or anybody else can say.
Try not to do that. Have you ever seen that little meme that there's this guy that's like digging through dirt, like trying to get to the diamond, and it shows that he's right at like an inch away from digging, and he gives up and he walks away.
You know,
and I think that you're right, because we've already done the Google verification, we've done all the directories, you've spoofed up your website. I see a note here from September 18th that Google is to approve the Google listing, and that takes up to 10 days. So within the next 10 days, should you continue with us, that Google listing is going to be published, and it's going to go live. We'll send you a link so that you can start getting some 5-star reviews on it, and all of that is going to help you with not only your conversion but also getting a better placement. And that's what I'm saying is, you know, we can't cancel it without, you know, a past due balance. But even if we could, it's almost like you took that first $249 and you threw it down the toilet because you didn't give it a chance.
Forget the $249 because I've already thrown away about $10,000 down the toilet, okay? But between the jobs that I did, right now I'm probably at the break-even point, okay? So for me to shut this down right now, I don't really care. I'm serious. This is just the way it is. And I got to think about it. I thought I was going to think about it over the weekend, and I did. I'm going either way. I really don't know what to do. Everything you say, I've wasted so much time on phones with people promising me stuff. I can't do it no more. I got other things to do. This ain't the only thing that I do. If it was the only thing I would do, I'd say, yeah, you're 100% right. This was supposed to be a part-time side thing for me, and it is. It's just the way I got it set up, but it's a part-time headache for me because people on your end, and not you or whoever was doing it, promised me the world, and it's nothing but money and aggravation. Time on the phone. Like, here I am talking to you on the phone again.
You will get the world with this program, but you have to give it time to come to fruition. It's kind of like if someone hired you for a roof installation, Phil, and I don't know how long that takes, but let's say you tell them, you know, it's going to take 3 weeks to complete. And then let's say that at a week.
We do rules for one day. We do rules
for
one day.
Well, then let's say that, you know, you hired someone to remodel your house and they say it takes 3 weeks to complete. And after a week and a half, everything's gutted and it looks horrible. And you're like, you know what? I'm throwing the towel in. I hate you guys. You're not doing what you told me. My house looks awful. And they'll say, please don't do that now because it's going to be beautiful when you get to the 3 week mark, you know? And that's what I'm saying is you haven't given it the full time to come to the potential yet. And that's all I'm saying is for $149, if I calculate that out over the next 6 weeks, you would only be paying, what, $3.22 a day to keep this going. And I can tell you it will yield you a lot more than that because it's never our intention for someone to spend $249 a month or $149 a month and just break even because, as you relayed, that's not a smart business expense, right? So it's our goal to make sure that every client is yielding a 10-to-1 return on investment, and that happens every time because we're putting you where the majority of the revenue is generated anyway. But you have to wait for that process to come to completion, you know, and that's why if you want to continue, I'll give you that extra 2 weeks on the back end and you'll have all the way to November 1st to kind of track the results. And that way you and Stephanie can make your decision based on actual clients coming in, you know, and based on what you're seeing as the ROI.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. It's just, and let me ask you this. Should the phone not ring? Let's just say hypothetical. Should the phone not ring? What do I get for it? Nothing. That's the
so
point.
If the phone doesn't ring.
Here's the thing. Everybody, it's funny and I understand everybody's doing their job and problems, but everybody promises and, but then when the phone don't ring, you don't hear from anybody. It's the most funniest thing I've ever seen. Like there's no, you can say this to me because like you and 10 other people have said the same spiel. And I say, well, what happens if it don't? Because you say it's gonna. But when it don't rings, then when I call back, if that phone on your end don't get answered either. And it happens all the time. People just disappear.
Once
I hang up the phone with you, you just disappear.
I called you back as soon as I saw I missed the call.
Yeah, because
you.
The only reason
so
you called me
suggest...
is because there's a past due balance that you're looking for. That's why you called me, and I know that.
You can use me as a point of contact for anything, and I'll preface that by saying I'm not a technician. I don't do programming. You might call me with an issue that I can't help you with, but at least I can get you to the
you
person
can't,
that
you
can.
Can't promise me that, and, you can't promise me the phone's going to ring either. That you can't
but,
do.
But
nobody
let's
can.
Say that let's say that the phone doesn't ring, and quite honestly, it will. Out of 1,018 average searches per month, I mean, you're absolutely going to get the phone ringing. But let's say that it doesn't. Worst case scenario is you'll have a stronger, more dominant internet presence than you have right now because AmazeRoofingLLC.com will be attached to Google and Bing and all the directories and Facebook and accessible from the mobile platform coming up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So worst case scenario is if you ended up canceling come November 1st, of course you won't be on the first page because that's the service that you pay us for, but at least your website will get the exposure that it needs and you'll have a stronger internet presence than you have right now. Because I'm telling you, if you put in Amaze Roofing LLC East Stroudsburg, PA into Google, you can't even find your website anywhere. And you just told me that you had to spend a lot of money trying to reinstate that. So that's something that we're going to fix for you.
Yes, but it's something, you know what, if I didn't have to give the guy the money to redo it the first time, you'd have had your money. You know, you would have had 6 months worth of money. See, that's my problem right now. I spent money on something you guys fixed, and now you're looking for more money from me. That's my problem. And there's no way to get around that. I'm sorry. There's no way to get around that. You know, you did
I
that.
I understand
your guys and your
end.
Well, no, that's not frustration.
That, well, hey, I wish you would have canceled
before your billing
date.
I gave you every opportunity to fix it. I called them. I said, look, I just want the website back to normal. Okay. Well, I didn't call you. Stephanie did. No problem. She called three times. kept promising her yes, and then nothing, 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 nothing. Locked out. I mean, we were even locked out. You guys did that. I didn't do that. See, that's my problem. My problem is I spent $1,500 I didn't have to spend because I already had a website that you ruined, and now you're looking for more money. That's the problem.
Well, that's
okay?
Why in the terms and conditions
and
you should have called us
and now you're looking
before there was a past due balance.
How can I cancel before the past? I can't cancel before the past due balance when you guys ruined the website. You're supposed to put it back up, and you didn't. That's just not right. I'm sorry.
But your agreement.
You're going to acknowledge. You at least acknowledge that you ruined the website. You can call anybody in there and say, you see what that website was with a guy power washing the website. You've seen that. You did that. I didn't okay that. I okayed some word changing. That's all I okayed. I said, I need the website as is, pictures and everything. You put your own pictures on it. You took all the pictures of all the roofs that I had on there and done in the selling point, and you put your own stuff there. You did your own website. Probably a commercial website you have for all the roofers, and you plopped it on there. But so you can advertise it through everything. I understand that, but that's not what I wanted. That's not what I paid for. So now you're asking for more money for something that you ruined. And if I didn't have to spend that $1,500, you would have had 6 months. That's my problem.
I'm just telling what you agreed to with your e-signature in the terms and conditions. That's all
I did not agree to you. I did not agree to you changing my website. That I did not agree to. It's on the record.
So,
it's on the phone. We had said it. Stephanie had said it. We said no. We said you can change some wording, okay?
So, listen, Phil, I'm late on an appointment, so I want you and Stephanie to kind of discuss this and see what you want to do next, and then I'll follow up with you in a day or so, and we'll just see kind of where we are at that time, okay?
That sounds good.
Sound good? Okay. All right. Have a great day. Bye-bye.